Hey guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Patafria.
Hi, I'm Lev.
Lev's here.
Guest host.
Here we go. We're here. Special Lev got a guest. Cute shirt on. I feel like we've been recording all week long. The other day we recorded with Stinkers. We finally did an episode with him. If you're not on Patreon, sign up so you can check that out. I think it went really well. You didn't check it out yet, huh?
I haven't.
I think it went really good. I think you'll like it.
That's probably one of the only episodes I have not seen in real time.
Yeah.
I was recording in the other room.
Uh-huh. He's not very chatty, just in general. And so to get him to kind of talk was good. I didn't know how it was going to go, but I'm really happy with it.
You got some good stuff out of him.
Yep. And we also did an episode this week with an amazing provider friend that I know. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. That'll be up next. And here we are for our weekly episode. It's a little late. They got a little out of order, but here we are.
Yeah, we made it.
Nevertheless. Real quick before we start, I want to say happy birthday to Tristan and congratulations to Julia Rose. Her baby girl made it here today and I'm so excited for you. And yeah, such a blessing. Beautiful, beautiful baby. And she's here. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. What else has been going on? How was your week? Other than all the work.
I don't even know what day.
Today's Thursday.
It feels like Monday or Tuesday.
I don't even know what day it is. We've just been going.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been pretty busy.
Aside from work, have you done any fun stuff?
I'm working on another podcast.
You are?
So I've been spending some time with Abe, our friend Abe.
Yeah.
Trying to help him out a little bit. And organizing my condo.
Yeah.
Has been high on the list.
Is any more construction going to start or not yet? You're still figuring all that out?
I would like it to. It will.
Yeah. My week was pretty chill. The 4th of July happened since I think the last time we recorded a regular episode. That was very low key. It was just me and Peace hanging out. She doesn't like the 4th of July and I kind of forgot about that. So we stayed home.
I'm not a big fan either.
Yeah.
Even though...
How was Pa?
He was fine, but the thing is, in Emeryville, they block off the roads. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing to see, even if you go there, and no one's
shooting.
Because
of the fog or what?
Yeah, no one... You can't see anything. I've been there for 10 years, and it's always fog. Like, you can guarantee it. And you never see anything. And they used to shoot them from Berkeley, but now they don't. So you don't see anything.
I remember like Berkeley Marina was like a popular spot to go watch them,
and they stopped shooting them from there too. So
I'm glad it's over with, and I'm glad everybody used up their shit because I don't want to hear that shit for the next 2 months. So
yeah,
it's been pretty chill since then. The other day I got my eyelashes done and I listened to an entire episode of Love Island against my will. Felt like a fucking hostage.
I've binged it.
So you like it?
I don't like it, but it's decent for background.
I was like, please turn this shit off. Like, please. I was like suffering.
There's like 18 episodes to a season, and then it's just...
I just heard like, you know, it was one in the middle somewhere. It wasn't like the beginning of the season, and it was like challenges they were doing, and it felt like kid shit. Like, I don't know.
It is.
Yeah.
And I watch it on fast forward or kind of like embarrassed, but you know, it's background.
It was cringy for me. I'm like, I'm too old for this shit because it doesn't even...
You don't want to go to Love Island?
No. And I don't care to see what any of the voices look like, you know, like I just was like, couldn't wait for that shit to end. Yeah,
there's a lot of reality TV I can do without, and I'm not surprised that's one of them.
Yeah, everybody's on it, though. Like, everybody is talking about it.
I feel like it's popular also because they put up all the episodes at once.
Oh, do they? So you can binge?
Yeah.
Well, I do appreciate that because I hate having to wait for another episode of something to come out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think I'll get into that. I already was on strike because I don't like to watch shit that's too hyped up.
Right.
Like, I'll wait and watch it, like, 2 years later when everybody shuts up about it. But after hearing what I heard, I'm good. I don't even think I want to hear it at all, watch it at all.
What did you think of Obsession? Was that it?
Okay, so Obsession, we watched. I thought it was excellent. There were some jump scares. A kitten in the clubhouse had recommended it, said they thought I would like it. You were absolutely right. I loved it.
It was great. I thought too.
I went home and I was like, Bunny, you're full of shit, because she saw it in the theater and she told me that it sucked. She didn't like it. And I was like, I don't know. I heard otherwise, girl. I heard that I might like it. So I really wanted to watch it. And then we did. And I was like, this is fucking great.
It was funny to me. It was really funny.
There were some good jump scares. The premises were
funny. Yeah, and it was
just, it was good. I want to watch it again, actually. I liked it that much that I would watch it again right now. So that was cool. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. I had an embarrassing moment. Where you just do some shit and you're like, "What? Why the fuck did you do that?" Like, I have those every now and then. I'm sure we all do. But I had fixed some cereal and I went and sat on my couch and I had like put it on the table, the coffee table, because I wanted like find something to watch. And Mochi came and licked my cereal and my fat ass still ate it. And I was like,
"You're that lady."
And I judge that lady. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I talk shit about that lady. Yep. Like, endless shit. So I'm like, I'm eating it. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't have to fucking eat that. Like, there was more. You didn't, you know? But I just didn't want to get back up. And I was like, it was a quick little lick. Like, it ain't going to hurt nobody. But shame on me. Yeah. I felt so much guilt. And like, bitch, you're out of control. Like, you could have
just... Throw that shit right away.
Yes. You could have fucking poured more. It would be different maybe if it was like the last of it. I don't know. But I had some guilt. I'm turning into that nasty bitch. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep an eye on that.
See, my cat doesn't eat any of my food. No interest.
No interest.
None.
Okay.
So it's great.
See, Mochi's a little different. Because I'll wake up and there'll be like a chicken nugget randomly on my living room floor. And I'm like, where the fuck did you get this?
I have a whole other
with
problem.
Little bites missing.
Well, now that I have Raisin, I literally had to chase him out today. He came through the other window.
And let's talk about Raisin for a minute.
This was stupid. Never feed the pets, like it says.
That's why they say don't feed the fucking outside animals.
Yes, because they'll become
inside. Yeah. Lev has made friends with a fat-ass, overweight squirrel that he's named Raisin. And it started with him coming on, like, the balcony and getting Raisin Bran. It's his favorite, apparently. But then it was like... There were some times he came in the house and got an avocado and shit. Like,
came a little bit closer and closer, and now it just comes in when I'm gone and things.
Now, if that door is open to the patio, and the
window,
like.
And the window.
Oh, yeah. He'll just come in.
He came in today and got stuck and then just hid underneath the.
Are you fucking. Couch. How did you get him out?
I had to, like, yell at a fucking small animal till he finally left.
Till he got his big ass up out of there.
He was kind of just when he wanted to.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, well, the other day, you discovered that he stole a brownie.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that after we recorded, and I came home, and the bag was outside on the deck.
So you knew he had it.
Yeah, sometimes I just think I'm tripping, and shit'll be gone.
But then you'll find evidence.
Yeah, avocados. He's picky.
Triscuits yesterday,
but like, didn't really go for the Triscuits.
Really?
So
got it.
Yeah. Today he wanted more.
Yeah, you got to get that under control, because him just coming into your house is probably not the best thing.
We're on it. I'm gonna have to shut everything down.
Yeah, shut down that whole operation. Yep. And he ain't no little squirrel. Like,
he's buff.
I think he would put up a fight.
He's bulked up. But my cat has no problem. He doesn't do anything.
Your cat is not even trying to protect anything.
He sits there and watches.
Yeah. It's, like, go ahead. I wasn't going to eat it. It's craziness going on over there. My cat should
eat squirrels. Like, that's a thing.
Well, at least stop them from coming in the fucking house. Yeah. Like, you're not even trying. You don't even care. It's cute, though. It is cute. They're like friends. Did you see the other day there was like an announcement and July 5th was named E40 Day?
I don't believe that's true. And if it is, I think he'll change it, right? Because it's Mac Dre's.
It's Dre Day. It's been Dre Day for like 22 years.
So I don't know if I believe that.
You didn't see it?
I saw it, but yeah. Was it real?
It's real.
I wanted it not to be real.
It's real. And now Fizz Nation has reached out, and the assembly member that declared July 5th is like, now, like, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm working now. I've been on the phone all day. Like, we're going to get the date changed.
Good.
But E40 like held up a framed plaque and was like, yeah, like Earl Stevens Day. And I'm like, nope, nope, not that one. I'm all for it. I love E40, but I'm like, nah, like not July 5th.
I don't know how he would miss that. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, exactly. So at first I'm like, are you being messy? Are you being petty? Like, I would hope not, but you know, some pressure was applied. So apparently they're changing the date.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that even got there, but
I just don't know why they think that would be received well. Like, it's a holiday. It's a Vallejo holiday already. Like, unofficial holiday.
Maybe Vallejo needs to make that an official holiday.
Yeah, well, they're working on it, so.
Let's hope the Fizz Nation gets it together.
Yeah, and gets that handled.
I'm sure they will.
I've been watching all in the media and news and checking for updates every fucking few hours about that Nolan Wells kid that was on the island in Mississippi with all of his white friends.
Like, he disappeared. They think
were like, we don't know where he went. And then his body turned up, but they had his cell phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's such a sketch fucking situation. I'm just going to say, and a lot of people are saying it, like, this message is now being drilled into everyone because there's been way too many situations like this. I don't know if you remember the Tomla Horsford woman, the black woman that was at the girls' night with all the white ladies, and she died mysteriously. Mm-hmm. Like, there's too many situations like this. Do not be the only black person in the friend group. It's just not a good idea for so many reasons, not only because of danger or potential for things to go wrong, but it's not a good thing. And like, as a parent, I never want my kids to be the odd one out or like be different, or you know what I mean? I know I have examples of people that I know that have mixed race kids, and let's say they have a different hair texture. They have put forth no effort to learn how to do their kids' hair, appreciate their kids' hair or identity at all. And that child or these children that I know of have grown up with a lot of self-hate.
Sure.
And there's potential for that to happen. I mean, these are wealthy white kids. He was the only black friend in their friend group, and they went out on boats, and like cell phone footage is coming up where there was like an argument, you know, off to the side, and you can see he's in the center of it.
Right.
And now they're finding out that like text messages were deleted off of his phone they returned it.
That's always like the stupidest thing to do, right?
Like, they do forensics on the fucking phone. They're gonna know you deleted some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's terrible.
But they did it. And one of the kids' mothers is a judge in their county. So, like, they've all lawyered up. They all immediately, I think before the body was even found, they deleted their social media pages. They're all acting very suspicious.
It sounds like more than that. It's just too bad, because I don't know what the situation is, but if you go to a school that's mostly white and you're one of the few black guys, like, that may end up being your situation. So
yeah, it's scary and it's sad.
Yep, it is.
And it's like, no one wants to fault the parents or blame the parents, right? But like, I don't understand. Well, I do understand, because society makes it to where like proximity to whiteness is seen as success, right? Or like the better schools and like shit like that. So I do understand.
I mean, that's one view for sure.
Yeah, it's a thing. But I'm just never, like, even someone in my personal life, like, sent their brown child to a mostly white school, and then they played shocked when there was, like, racist shit happening.
Right.
around their kid, around their brown kid. And I'm like, what the fuck were you thinking? You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you expect? I went to a middle school that was like around like higher income white kids. Mm-hmm. And that was like my first experience around that. And I was very quickly like, had parents like, oh, what are you? Like, yeah. Oh, I'm, you know, Italian, whatever. Oh, and what else? Like, I was never seen as just like one right. of the white kids. It was like, oh, and what else? Like, yep. No one else growing up ever made me feel like that. Like, right. It was very weird.
Because you're standing out and they're
but barely standing out. So imagine someone that's yeah. like really standing out. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I can't imagine.
It's just too bad because stuff is so segregated. So they're. Yeah. It just is bound to happen, and people need to figure out a way to
yeah.
learn that about themselves or not end up in a situation.
In 2026, I hate that we're even here. You know,
and where was like, this again?
This was in Mississippi.
See, and but then you're in a super, like, yeah,
super racist Klan territory. Like, yeah, that's gross anyway. So but
it's
here we are in 2026 in the Bay Area, where right. you would think it's a little more progressive, and
yep.
there were situations with hard R being thrown around this friend's child, like, all the yep. time. Confederate flags being yep. brought to, like, what the fuck? We're not evolved
as we think we no. are. I think sometimes people think, I think we talked about this, like, when the information's out there, there's an assumption that people get it.
Yeah.
And they don't.
It's gross. It's really fucking gross. But, you know, the parents have a high-profile attorney, and I hope they're able to find out what really happened. There's a female friend. I don't know if she's, like, if she was his girlfriend or not, but she's cooperating with the police. No one else is. She's, like, the one kid that is. So I just hope they're able to uncover what really happened to their baby and get some justice, because that shit is... terrifying.
And it happens too much. You're right.
Yeah, way too much. Cases that I have never even heard of are, like, circulating. Like, this happened a month ago. This happened 2 months ago. Like, all these cases. So definitely, you know, I shared their GoFundMe for the family, you know, for their legal team and all the expenses that they're going to have related to yeah. this.
It seems to just be something that's never ending.
Yeah.
In this country.
It's gross. So fucking gross. In other news, so last month, this guy takes to social media and he's basically dragging Kat Von D for a house fire that happened in his mother's, like, castle in the Hollywood Hills.
That's crazy.
That she was renting about 16 years ago. What happened was they came to some kind of agreement and his mom was basically under an NDA. Well, she passed away. So he's like, I was a kid. I wasn't under the NDA. So I'm going to tell this story because she's a fucking piece of shit. And I don't like how she did my mom, basically. So he's telling all the story about she had candles everywhere up and down the stairs and every corner of every fucking room lit, burning candles, and then just left, like, to go shopping or something. And a house fire broke out and, like, destroyed hell of the home. The only way that it survived is because most of it was made of stone.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a lot of damage, like $1 million in damages. And the...
How many years
arson?
Ago? This was 19.
16. Years. 16 years ago.
If you have to have an NDA, I feel like you probably did some.
Yeah, you're not totally innocent if you're pushing for an NDA.
Yeah.
Like, but the arson investigators declared it a candle fire. And Kat Von D is still like, no, it was electrical. It was faulty electrical. Like, she had her husband do it or something. I swear. Like, it was the electrical. No, bitch, it was a motherfucking candles. So the son is, like, not having it. He's like, my mom had cancer. I feel like this bitch is the reason that her death was accelerated because of the stress. And, you know, dealing with this, State Farm did not cover the claim because they said it was her fucking fault. And it was a mess. So... she did post, like, a statement the other day and was like, you guys, it's not true. Like, it was electrical. And I don't know what that's like to have a mother dying of cancer. And I'm so sorry, but, like, it's not my fault. And I didn't make it worse for her. I swear. Like,
the statement, it makes it worse.
Like, it does.
Don't say anything.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just thought that was funny because she's just, like, not a good person anyway.
Keeps coming back to her.
Yeah. She keeps popping up for different
bullshit.
Bizarre shit. Yeah. Another one that keeps popping up, bizarre shit, Chris Brown. Did you see his latest lawsuit?
I did see that he lost for someone getting dog bite. Was that it? That he just finally lost?
Mauled.
Yeah.
Mauled.
Like, face torn apart. It was not cute.
Listen.
She deserves that money. She got, what,
listen,
16 or 36?
13. Oh. 13 instead of the 90 she was asking for. She was asking for 90 million. I'm not mad when I saw her.
Yeah.
Okay? She's the housekeeper. She's at the fucking house. He has, like, these blonde shepherds or something, like some type of attack dogs, apparently. Mm-hmm. And they got her ass. She was, like, taking out the trash or something. They got her, tore her motherfucking face off. He's around the house when it happens, okay? He comes over and finds her laying on the ground, bleeding out, with her face tore off. He puts the dogs up and he leaves.
Yeah, he just leaves her there. He doesn't drag her.
Doesn't even call for help or anything. Like, puts the dogs up, leaves, and tells security, like, call someone, like, you know, handle that. I gotta go.
I got
shit to do. Like, I got
put her by the dumpster. I'm out.
She hears his car driving away as she's bleeding out with her motherfucking face tore off.
Allegedly, we gotta
listen. Give her that 90 million because you're playing fucking games. If you step over my bleeding face to put your fucking dog away, and then I hear your car zoom out the driveway, I'm suing you for everything. Yeah. I want her to own the house.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I could not believe it. So she was awarded $13 million, as she should.
Yep.
The very least you could do is, like, stay with me and tell me it's gonna be okay, yeah, and hold my fucking hand and call the ambulance. Like, act like you give a fuck, even if you don't. Like, act like it for lawsuit purposes. Just pretend, or something. Right? Oh my God. I was like, he is a motherfucker. Yeah. How dare you put the dogs up and then cut?
Yeah. Oh, he's a talented guy though.
He's really, that's the part that sucks.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's like Michael Jackson in my eyes. Like, he's that talented.
He kind of is.
Yeah. Like, I really do think he's like modern day Michael Jackson, but he's such a piece of shit. It's like, you want to hate him so bad, but he's so talented.
He's on tour with Usher right now.
I heard ticket sales ain't doing that good either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I don't know if that's true, but
imagine it would sell out.
He's too freaked out. Like, have you seen him, like, air fucking people on stage?
Oh, yeah. I feel like
he's too freaked out. Like,
he just toured and made tons of money, and now he's touring with Usher.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just, like, tonguing down fans.
He does,
and
everything he does,
humping
is
them
much
on stage, and, like, full sex simulation. You're too freaked out. You don't need to do all that. Tone it down a little bit.
Just calm it a little
calm
bit.
Calm down, yeah, please.
I mean, he doesn't have the best track record. He probably should. I feel like there's a lot more lawsuits in his future, I hate to admit.
Yeah, he's just wild. Have you seen what Tyga's been doing?
I saw him with a curl.
A curl. Okay, and sunglasses.
Curl, yeah.
And Cazale's on.
I feel like he's trying to do something throwback, like that guy.
Phoenix, yeah. Phoenix Flexin.
Yeah.
He's trying to run off with the blueprint. Like,
I feel him.
So do you think, what do you think? Do you think that's bad to do that? Like,
I think that's, like, pop music, and he's,
or
one
do
of
you
those,
think
he's going to hop
I
on the train.
I respect it. Like, you're hopping on the train because that's what's popular right now.
I feel Why like not? That's his career. Like, he's one of those pop guys who's going to hop on the trend and do a single. Like, does he even have albums? Like, there's just lots of decent singles, but I expect that from him.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise
I think
me.
He's just trying anything and everything that he could.
A lot of it shit works. But yeah, I see him with the curl.
He has this alter ego.
Of course he does.
The name is Starface Life. Starface Life.
Oh, how original.
And it's like an 80s. It has like a new wave feel to it, but rap. But it's him with the Jerry curl and like shoulder pads and white ladies.
I'm happy that people are trying anything that's not like traditional rap at this point. Like,
yeah.
But it's weird.
But are you trying to steal the sauce?
I don't even know why we're calling it rap also. Like, it's so kind of out there. But yes, he's stealing the sauce.
He's
looking for a trend. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's all dog shit. Like, all the little clips I've seen, no one's going to listen to this. At least the Felix song is, like, catchy and, like, a good song, but even we'll though look, it's made by a robot.
But we'll realize it's garbage in, like, 2 years. It's not one of those, like, it's just a, for the
you
moment.
Think it'll catch on first? No one's listening to this shit.
No, I'm saying the
oh, the Felix shit? It
just feels like in 2 years we'll be like, that was just a quick fad. I don't know if that works.
It ain't going to take that long. It's already fizzling out. All I see is people arguing that it's a robot and him being like, no, it's me, I swear. And then, like, when he's on the mic, it sounds nothing like him. I don't know. But this Starface shit, ain't nobody gonna jump on that. Have you heard it?
Or no, you just seen the visuals? Listen. I didn't listen. I finally have kind of started listening to that Phoenix song, and it's kind of stuck in my head a little bit. But
yeah,
I'm not gonna allow space for Tiger.
Listen to it. Listen to Starface Life and tell me what you guys think. Am I wrong? I could be wrong.
Might be.
Do you guys think it's catchy? Do you guys think it's going to be hot for the summer?
It's going to be a creep up hit for the summer.
I don't think so, but tell me what y'all think.
Do you think that trend continues with people just trying to do retro kind of throwback music?
I'm not mad at the idea, but I want them to actually do it and actually it be authentic, not just doing it because you want to hop on a trend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, does that make sense?
It does make sense, but
I want you to really be into that kind of music, even a little bit.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're a fraud.
I feel like pop music follows, like, we'll do the 70s throwback or 80s throwback. Like, there's certain artists that specifically do that.
And it's the time for 80s right now.
And it can feel authentic the first time, and then sometimes it can start to feel like, what else
this
do
shit
do?
Is just like a full costume.
This is
like
crazy.
It's craziness. Yeah. Craziness.
Starfish?
Starface.
Starface.
Starface Life.
Got it.
But Starface. Like, and they're really trying to push it. It's like, please knock it off.
It's like back in the 70s, Parliament Funkadelic had like Star Child. Like, it's clearly grabbing from anywhere. It feels AI, right?
Yeah. It's just a mashup of a bunch of shit, I think. Just
type in
throw whatever at the wall, see what sticks.
Well, that's what they're saying, that the other guy did. Phoenix?
Phoenix.
That he just typed in prompts of artists. So, but
people recreated what he did, I guess. They figured out what prompts he used, and they made, like, very similar tracks. They're doing a lot of research
I'll be honest, I've heard him explain it, and I know most of the tools he's talking about.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's not believable what he's saying.
It's lies.
I mean, just the way he's like, we use Melodyne, and we use Auto... And I'm like...
You're like, no.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, the phrasing doesn't even seem real. Like,
right. It sounds like some confusion that a fucking robot did.
And got it kind of right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the thing about AI music is it can be fun because anyone can do it, but it...
The thing about AI, period, is something is always going to be off, and that's the tell. So, like, when people send me paragraphs of something, I can always see the tell. Like, it's...
I think in a way you're right, but I've seen it jump so much in even the last year, especially.
You think eventually they'll get it right?
Unfortunately, I think that uniqueness will have, it won't be, I think there'll be something more special about uniqueness, because I think for a long, it's pretty cool. Like, we could make a Patafria Christmas tape in 20 minutes.
We're not using the fucking water for the shit. We're not.
I'm just saying that it's
the options are there.
It's here.
I get it.
I mean, there's a whole tech boom because of this in San Francisco.
Oh, I know. I live here.
The properties are up like 12-14% in San Francisco because of AI.
I know. Every billboard is AI. Yep. I know. They're forcing it down our throats. But I'm like, no. Like, I just... There's too many artists, there's too many creatives, there's too many other ways to organically do it. It might take a little longer, but I respect it more. Well, these fucking flyers, I've had it. Listen, the party flyers.
I hate it.
Listen to me.
No, I get
it. If I see that font with the black background one more time, I don't give a fuck if you do orange, hot pink, lime green for the lettering. That black background with every flyer I've seen.
You can tell, right? Like,
give it a rest.
At least it spells stuff right now.
It's like, please, you could use Canva, okay? Canva got plenty of templates that are made by humans. Mm-hmm. Go to Canva. Get the fuck off AI.
We use Canva, so I do. I just don't think it's going to end. I think
it's going to get worse and worse.
Well, I think it's like any tool. Like, how do you incorporate that into your art, or how do you not resist it? and how do you like out? In a lot of ways, I feel like with music, it levels the playing field, because if anyone can do that, you've got to do something different to stand out. So
yeah, you got to step it up.
I don't think it's the worst thing, because I think there's way too
like
many
people. Like it's pushing people to step it up?
Because there's way too many people that make music now.
Yeah.
And even that way, by typing it in. So I just think at some point, it's always going to be the best rises. But even with graphic artists, with whatever, they're going to figure out how to use it as a tool or just, I mean, it's not going anywhere. That's all.
We shall see.
I mean, it's convenient for you somewhere. You just don't know.
Of course it is. And but I'm so anti, I don't want to do it. Like,
yep. It's hard to avoid. You're right, though.
Like medical platforms and stuff, like the portals that insurance companies and stuff are using now, like they force you. You have to make appointments through it. You have to communicate with it for some shit. It's going to be unavoidable in some ways, but in ways that we can avoid it, especially in creative spaces,
that's what's
I think
important.
We should.
And I think that that's what's important. For sure.
But if it comes to like business and it's balancing your accounts or something, I get shit like that. Okay. But, you know, avoid it when you can.
And don't depend on other things to be creative for you.
Yes. Yes. Something else that grossed me out and pissed me the fuck off is Scottie Pippen. Did you see him?
No.
Scottie Pippen is 60 fucking years old. He shows up in public the other day at an event with his 23-year-old girlfriend. Go to fucking hell. Go to hell. He shows up. She got her little dress on. He has on a suit. They're holding hands. Everyone is going crazy. You could be her grandfather.
Are you familiar with his ex-wife? Is it
Larsa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of
dating younger also. Well, not that much younger, right? Jordan's son is how old? He's in his 30s, right?
I think she's gone young. Like, they're not together anymore, but I think she...
Well, she's also, like, in her 40s. She's not 60.
Definitely.
She's not 60 dating a 30-year-old or a fucking 20-year-old.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, he's 60 with a 23-year-old. Like, that can be your grandchild. You should be dating her mother.
I wonder how old his son is. He's got to be close to that.
His kids? He has young kids. Yeah, I'm sure they're, like... in her class or something. They were like, it's disgusting. Yeah. It's just like men.
So where's a good age? He's 60?
He's 60.
So where's your
at that point?
28?
Like nothing under 30. Even 30 is pushing it, but nothing under 30.
So half.
And that's even pushing it. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. You're a man. How young would you go? Honestly, be honest.
I feel like 30 feels right mentally, 29, 28, realistically, maybe, you know, I don't know.
You're a creep.
I mean,
you're a fucking creep.
have you,
you're just going to leave it at that?
Have you ever been a provider for someone that's been much, much older?
Yeah.
In that way?
Yeah.
So,
but we're not dating. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, let's just...
I'm filling a space for a creep. Or, well, I did when I was younger. Yeah.
And so, like, I get it. But I think there is a point. Like, a mental point. So, in my mind, yeah, I'm saying... I said 30. Like, mentally, like, I feel like... But
yeah.
It's really just being... more.
But the horny man inside you is like, I'll fuck a 28-year-old.
I mean... It starts to get dangerous. If you were to go to the strip club and fall for that shit, your life could like easily fall apart. So yeah, I feel like for that reason, I'm staying away.
Like I have a 28-year-old.
I know.
Like, so when I think about shit like that, I'm like, you're out of control. Like you're, men are not okay. It just nails it in. Like they're not okay.
So what are we saying the age? Because I'm not double 28.
No one should be dating anybody in their 20s. Like, no older men should be dating 20-year-olds,
so
I feel like. That's like...
35-year-old...
Yeah.
And below should not date below 30.
Yeah. Yeah. 20-year-olds are just, like, advanced teenagers to me. Like, in their 20s. That's not even real adulthood yet. Like 30 and up.
I think you're right.
30 and up. Anybody in their 20s is still vulnerable. I see 20 or 20 somethings as being vulnerable still. Like their frontal lobes are just developed at what, 25? Like, no, you're still dealing with like an advanced teenager. And no.
I feel like the dude is probably more advanced, like less advanced in the frontal
lobes. Because they're stunted.
Just in general, maybe the frontal lobes a little slower.
So they meet somewhere.
I feel like, don't you feel like sometimes younger women want to date older men?
Yeah, but that's because there's issues probably that need to be worked out.
Could it be maturity, stability, any of those things?
Yeah.
That they're maybe looking for that they don't have? I mean, sometimes.
But like you being the older one, wiser one, you should be like, no, no, like I can't go below 30. I think the responsibility falls on the older party to be like, no, this is weird.
I mean, I always feel like it's weird when even like someone 18 is dating someone who's like 16 or 17, even if they're in high school together. Like,
yeah. If you're graduated, you should not be fucking with nobody. And that's just my opinion. Nobody in high school.
But let's say you're a senior and you're 18. Like you're.
That's still like.
It gets weird.
Yeah.
Because I hear that a lot. I hear that like we start and like. Even though you started in high school, it still feels like.
Yeah. And I know it was different back when and, more socially acceptable. I still think it's weird.
I do too.
And I'm someone that was very young dating much older people. And now, like in hindsight, I know how predatory that was. I know why they did it. I know I was taken advantage of. I know I was groomed. Like, it's very gross. It's very fucking gross.
At what age do you feel like you were in control of that older man? Like yourself personally, where like you dated in your 20s someone older and you felt like I got this covered.
No, I was like married in my 20s. Like, so there, yeah, no, it didn't happen then. As a teenager, I was like dating older people. And then when I got divorced, I was like,
it's got to be a huge problem with social media and young girls sexualizing and just dudes being just dudes like sending money.
And young girls want people with money. And who has money? Older people. And like I get how they would get together. But like
it feels like it would be worse now because like you can talk to some girl in Kansas, a bunch of dudes like
online has made everyone too accessible.
Yep.
Yeah. I worry about the younger generation
because he doesn't think that's weird.
Him?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He thinks he's hot shit because he's pulling up with a 23-year-old.
We've both seen on Instagram where we've cringed plenty of time with plenty of people, maybe even we know, who are dating someone too young. So. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yep.
Call out your weird friends.
Yeah.
When you have weird friends that are dating too young, pull them aside and be like, hey, you're tripping.
Well, you might not be friends anymore at this point. You're just keeping it up for
nosiness.
I mean,
just keeping an eye on things,
I guess. But I mean, I feel like,
but some people have friends and they don't say shit.
But it's weird. Dudes are weird.
Cause call out your friends.
They hit a point where they sometimes do that. Like I'm the old unk, like super unk, maxed out. And everything they start doing is kind of corny.
Like,
it's tough. You'll lose some friends over.
Well, maybe you need to, because the creepy friends don't need to stick around.
No.
It's gross. You're not coming to my barbecue with a 23-year-old. You're just not.
You're not going to be the one to make it awkward.
You're not showing up.
You're making it awkward for everyone.
No, you're not. You're going to have to go home. My God.
Well, I'll make sure they're over
30. Over 30.
Yep.
Gotcha. Over 30. If you pull up with Unk, you better be over 30. That's it. That's the cutoff. A North Carolina salon is under fire for giving a client anesthesia. General anesthesia for dematting services. If you don't cut that shit off, you know what dematting services are?
Like for your
hair, if you negligence, whatever, if you have like some people have mental illness or whatever, and their hair has not been dealt with for so long, so it'll just be one big nest, right? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of salons offer dematting services where they'll sit and a few people will get in your head and they'll comb that shit out so that you can preserve your hair.
Like what Jay-Z just did where he...
Basically, yeah. But like on another level, like sometimes it's moldy and gross, right? Yeah. But, it's a lot of work. I'm sure it's not comfortable. But if you're trying to save it, like earn it. Like sit there and go through it, take a Tylenol, whatever.
You're
like
just putting them
general
out.
Fucking anesthesia. We're not doing that to comb your shit out, your nest. We're not doing that. General anesthesia is not just a nice nap like I used to think it was. It's not a gentle, relaxing nap. It's turning your brain off. And when I learned that, I was like, oh my God, I got general anesthesia for hella abortions. I got it for like just any time they were offering it, I got it. And now I'm like, that could have had an effect on me, you know, like
They try not to put people under when they can.
Because it's way more risky than I ever realized until like as of maybe the last 10 years I learned about it. It's turning your brain off.
I've gotten like, some procedures where I'm surprised that they gave me like propofol, like where they completely just knocked me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
In high risk situations, they'll do Twilight. You know, they don't even want to put you all the way under, depending on what the medical thing is. But like, for dematting services, we're not fucking doing that. Yeah. So yeah, they're trying to defend it and they're showing the after shots of her and she's smiling and her hair's combed out and it's all washed. No, girl, no. She don't know what they were doing. They could have been fingering you while they were fucking dematting you, making films. You don't know what the fuck they were doing. There's people that get anesthesia for tattoos. Yep. Fuck that. Not worth it. Get them the old-fashioned way. Earn that shit. Or, you know, like, you don't have to rush this
I feel
shit.
Like ball players and people that want to get their whole pieces done.
Yeah.
During the off season.
They want a full suit, yeah. like, this like summer.
Six tattoo
it has
guys.
To be this yeah. summer. So there's five guys tattooing me at once.
Yep.
And just putting your body through that, your body's going to go into fucking shock
for
when you
no
wake
reason,
up.
For no reason, right?
For no reason. For vanity. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all for body modifications in a safe way. Yep. In a safe way.
But a lot
Let's
of people,
not be crazy.
A lot of people do unnecessary.
And that's why I said
surgeries.
I'm not mad at the unnecessariness of it. Just do it safely.
Got it.
Like, you know, we can't be doing anesthesia for fucking braids.
They're adding
or
that
fucking,
to a lot of shit, right? Like,
huh?
I feel like it's a trend where they're just adding anesthesia to
Yeah,
basic
like
things.
They're trying to promote everywhere, like yeah. in all industries. You can't be in beauty salons. You cannot be in tattoo shops. No. Yeah.
Those drug reps have like
yeah they're like we got to step it
go
up
next?
Where can we go next we got to step it up there's going to be like nap services yeah. or something promoting and deep sleep
getting
no
your, getting your brows
your lashes, your done.
Lashes done
just be fully Here, asleep it's way more relaxing if you're anxious no fuck that you're going to wake up and be different no and your butthole is going to hurt
yeah.
no we're not doing that so you guys don't do none of that please.
Anesthesia just when necessary.
Just when it's necessary, not for just bullshit. I have a write-in. Mm. We haven't had a write-in in a while. I'm excited for this. Let me get my glasses. Hi, Pat and kittens. Hope y'all are good. I just want to do a quick check-in to see if this is normal or not. Let me paint the scenario for you guys. You're a single mother who's married to a deadbeat, mentally ill man. My mom wrote this in.
Stop.
Who has to support two girls on her own, who is financially struggling, who is out one night after work shopping with her 10-year-old daughter who's looking for a doll. You're exhausted, stressed, and frustrated because your 10-year-old daughter can't find the doll she's looking for. Out of extreme stress and frustration, you tell your daughter, "I hope I die before you become a teenager." Given these shitty financial life circumstances, is this a normal response to tell your 10-year-old daughter, or was I being dramatic? I will never truly know why my mom told me this, but if I ever have my own kids, I know exactly what not to say to them. I feel like wishing they would die is like a common thing for a mom or a grandmother or a grandfather to yeah. say out of frustration. Depending on the age of the kid, if you're like 10, I think maybe it's safe. It's a little weird, but like you're not going to start crying and think she's going to go do it. Right?
Right.
If I said that to Pease today, she's probably going to go cry and think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful at the age that you're wishing death on yourself.
It may be the tone. And the,
yeah. Yeah. And the tone for
the
sure.
Because
I have yelled, I'll kill myself right now. Like I'll spill something and I'll be yeah. like, I'm going to end everything. I'm going to end my life. And she'll be like, what? But like, it's the tone, you know, yeah. like, yeah. This sounds like you were maybe concerned, maybe a little scared. So I don't want, you know, yeah. you to be scaring the kids. But Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't happen too much.
Yeah. And every day would be a lot. But I mean, I remember my grandpa saying, I can't wait a lot. My mom, I'm sure, said it a lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not going to say it until Pease gets like 10. I think that's safe. Wait till she's 10 before I say, I hope I die before, I hope I can, before you drive.
Buy a truck tonight.
Before you become a fucking teenager. Yeah. God. I have a question for you.
For me?
Yeah. Great. I like the questions. I was coming up with some good questions the other day, and I was like, I'll answer it too, but I have some that I'd like to go over.
Okay.
What's the longest you've ever gone without taking a shower or a bath?
Probably 3 days.
Twinners.
Probably 3 days.
I think that's the longest for me, too.
That's like when I'm sick.
Yep.
You know, because I have to be really sick because I feel better if I take a hot shower.
Yeah.
So
same.
Three days. And I'm sure at some point, but I don't know.
3 days, I think, was my max. And yeah. I had like the flu or something. It was dizzy, couldn't make it. Like, it wasn't safe for me to like shower otherwise. Because honestly,
the hospital. How long was that?
Oh.
It was terrible. I wanted them to give
me. But they were washing you. That doesn't count because you were still getting cleaned.
I felt dirty. But
yeah, but like you were still getting cleaned.
Sort of.
That doesn't really count.
Okay.
Sometimes when people are depressed or whatever and they don't keep up with their hygiene and all that, the longest, being dirty makes me feel worse. Yep. So like, even if I'm crying or whatever, I'll go cry in the bath. Yep. Like I don't go too long.
I feel like that's a huge part of it. It's going to make me feel better, but some people don't, like they resist it and you'd be like, I haven't in
some
a week.
People will go really, really long and
you've been in that dirty bed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Stewing.
Or not changing their clothes for a week. Like, I think they don't realize they're probably making themselves physically feel worse.
Yeah.
So curious about that. Do you do a smell/taste test before you fuck someone?
No.
You just go in?
I feel like I've already gotten past that. Like, I feel like I hopefully don't need to do that, is what I'm saying. Maybe.
That's a risk. You're a risk taker. Well,
no, I mean in the fact that like I've already know the person and understand their hygiene.
What if they have a bad day or something?
Well, then I'll catch it, but how do you...
you're not...
Like, I mean, yes.
Checking every time?
No, I'm not.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm assuming if I know the person and we dated that they have a certain amount of cleanliness, so like I'm not...
You don't feel it necessary?
To pre-check? Like, what are you, pre-gaming for the check? Like, once you're there, you're kind of there. So it's like, if
you're committed.
You're
committed to the activity.
Well, I'm saying if it hits me like that and I'm grossed out, like, first of all, I made a big misjudgment in character. And second of all, I'm out, like, immediately.
You'll stop. You'll cut the party.
But the idea of a pre-check is more like, what are you picking from?
I don't know. It's just like, okay, so here's another part of it. It's a two-part question.
Do you?
Yes. And also, do you taste and check yourself before you're active with somebody?
Taste what? What is that? That's such a sketch.
I guess maybe guys can't really do that, but are you like checking it and smelling it and like tasting it to make sure it's on point? Guys aren't doing that.
Definitely probably. For like, sweatiness for sure. Like
you're checking to make sure you smell and everything.
I mean, you're kind of aware. Like, do I need?
But are you considerate enough that you're checking first?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of men don't. And if you're listening, listen to me. You should.
I feel like I should have been dressed when we went out on the date. But I'm gonna. I mean, the last thing you want to do is for someone to bail on.
Yeah, like, or be the stinky guy gets talked about later.
Or just like she gets up and she's like, no, or you need to take a shower. It's crazy.
Imagine.
Like when someone tells you that, I mean, it's...
I've been in a situation where like...
Someone told you to take a shower?
Fuck no. I've been in a situation where a dude smells a little musty, right? Mm-hmm. Some women really like that. Amber Rose has talked about really liking that musty ball smell. somebody else recently. But that's a thing. Like some women really like that.
But some of that
I'm not one of those women.
But some of that is pheromones, because some women to me smell better than others. Like they're natural the way they smell. So yeah. I don't know how that works. Are we talking about must or just like a scent?
Well, right now I'm talking about musty balls.
Okay.
Specifically.
Got it.
So there has been times where I've come in contact with that and I've just like powered through it. But really, I'm like, this is pissing me off. Like, I don't like it. But some women really like it. So they're like, yeah, I want that. I don't want that.
Some people do like that, like, just
musty ball just smell.
Dirty.
Yeah. I mean, lately, I feel like I've seen guys on other podcasts and shit talk about they want to eat it when their girl comes home from the gym, sweaty. And I'm like, that's gross. But they're like, yeah, don't you dare wash it. You're wild.
I think as a concept, that may sound good to them.
But in reality,
I don't know.
They say they do it. I don't know. I watched it and I was just like, is this real?
Eating sweaty ass.
Gym ass and vagina. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need that. Seems like a little much.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm doing a smell test and a taste test always. Like, and I never have like disappointed myself, but like it's just an OCD thing. Like I'm always gonna, and I'm washing it first. And like, do you wash it first before you have sexual, like if you know you're about to fuck or something, do you wash it off?
For sure. But I mean, I'm grown.
Yeah. Some people don't. You say that like it's automatic. Some people don't. They'll go pee and then come in like suck it.
But you're like OCD bather, like you soak in the bath.
I am. Like I'll hurt myself cleaning myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, so that's why I ask, because everybody is not even, that's not even on their mind. They'll go pee and then come out like, okay, let's have fun.
I take
baths. Did you wash it off first? Yeah. Like, or you just dripped it
and
you
then got some like briefs that are made of like polyester. It's just a whole sweaty.
It's a risk. It's all a risk.
Yeah, dudes could be sweaty for sure. And that would be gross.
So yeah.
I don't envy you.
All right. I'll do one more. Have you ever been attracted to your friend's? This is another two-parter. Have you ever been attracted to your friend's partner?
Is that a question?
We're going to do the first part. That's okay. The first part. Have you ever been attracted to your friend's partner? Like maybe a little flirty, attracted
absolutely.
To
absolutely. If depends on the scale of friend.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I mean, if it's a super close friend, then I'm consciously.
You'll restrain yourself.
I'll consciously not look at that person that way the best I can.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you're attracted to what you're attracted to.
For me, only when I was like a teenager, and the same thing, like I knew they weren't serious. So I like slept with my friends.
Oh,
friend.
Sleeping with or yeah. Finding or flirting?
Well, so I took it a little further.
You went right
I took
there.
It a little further. Yeah. But we were teenagers and they weren't really like a couple. So I don't think she really tripped.
I think when you're younger in high school, that's just a thing. Like you'll be dating someone and then one night you fucked his friend.
I was like, you're not mad, right?
Like, I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like when you're younger. But when you're older, I don't know. It feels like you're risking the friendship. So
when you're an adult,
yeah.
And if they take that person seriously,
and
so men, as an adult,
and men
I
can go crazy. I've heard of some horror stories of grown adults.
Oh yeah, men will kill over their bitch if it's a serious thing.
I know friends who have had that story, and the husband's now in jail.
Yeah, it happens for sure.
So
if you just know who to be flirty with.
I guess so. And sometimes I think people are just flirty. And
and
I feel like if you're confident and your wife is a little flirty with people, you kind of know that.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, flirty's a big line. You took it to fucking. I didn't.
As a teenager, though. Not as an adult.
I get
as
it.
A teenager.
But if you really fell for someone as an adult.
I don't think I would let myself.
Because people do that. Affairs are real. Divorce is real.
People do, but in my mind, like when my friends have a man and if I meet them, like I'm not following them on social media.
That
if
I
do,
with.
It's going to be in a brother sister type way. And it's to the in my mind, you like gross me out because I'm looking at you like a brother. It's not even open for any attraction or anything.
And
you know?
Dudes will do that and follow that rule until the Instagram gets scrubbed and they see the rebrand. And
men are different. That's why I ask, because a lot of dirty Mac can be going on.
But a lot of times when the they wait, and the girl rebrands a couple times, and then
sometimes they don't wait. They'll just test it.
Do you think there's a time?
They'll test the bitch.
Do you think there's a time frame, like where you start dating?
It depends on how serious the relationship was.
Have you ever dated someone who was in a serious relationship with a friend, and then 2 years later you maybe met them someplace different and you dated them? No.
Mm-mm.
Well, you're loyal.
I haven't. Because in my mind, I'm just like, you're the gross brother. Like, I'm not even looking. No, maybe nobody has been like.
But let's say you fall out with that friend.
Yeah. And then maybe if I thought they were attractive, I just haven't been in that situation.
Right. So you've kind
I
of
can't think.
Programmed yourself to not do it so much that later on.
Yeah. Also, like, my friends have very different taste than I do, I'll say. And so, honestly, they ain't really dated nobody that I would want to fuck with.
Okay, but your taste is all over the place.
It is, but they've never had my type.
Just I got you.
Somehow. Don't know. Yeah.
You've always found just,
there's something cringe
just
about
weird
them.
Enough.
Their shoes are fucked up, or like they're not funny, but they think they're funny, or you know what I mean? There's always something that's like, I could never.
You kind of can latch on to that thing too.
Yeah, like,
and then it
please.
Doesn't go away.
Okay, now for part two of that question, what about your partner's friends? Have you ever been attracted to, or not your friend's partner, but your partner's friend?
In that same situation?
Have you ever been flirty with them or fucked them or?
I think that if time has jumped, I probably, depending how important that person was to that person.
Yeah.
I would definitely.
You have?
Would fuck. Yeah, I mean. But you also kind of judge that on, like, was this, like, their first one? Is this their, like, true love? Or did that person not give a fuck? Kind of got to ask, too. Like, if it's a couple years later, like, even though they'll kind of lie, you can kind of feel it out.
Yeah.
If it's okay. But I think guys are different, so.
I'm definitely guilty of this.
Yeah?
Definitely guilty of this. I fucked with a lot of my ex's friends. Like, a lot. Like, it'll be a year or two later, and it won't be like their best friend necessarily, even though I did do that once. But like, I don't know. I'm just like, if I'm done with you and.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Hey.
I don't know if I would do it now, but like back years ago. Yeah, I'm guilty of that. But not while I'm with them. I didn't look at them in that way. It's always after. But I have some exes that were really fucking mad, wanted to kill me because.
I've been on the other side of that.
Yeah. How was that?
It can end a fucking friendship. That it can do. It can definitely change a friendship forever.
Yeah.
If it's like right under my nose.
I've ended some friendships.
I mean, if you're like a real friend with someone and they do some shit, it's more.
Dirty Mac him.
But it's more says something about them.
It does. Well, men are freaky too. So it's like. I don't put past a man. I feel like a man is always going to try it no matter who it is, unless it's a wife. Unless it's a baby mama or a wife, I feel like you're fair game.
I feel like there's some friends where
they won't.
They know. I think a lot of guys know, and they'll stay away.
Yeah.
Only because they respect the friendship or, you know, what they could lose in that friendship or business relationship or whatever it is.
What if they're playing it off how serious
the
relationship was?
I just try not to pick shitty friends, and maybe I don't have a whole bunch. But yeah, what you call friends can vacillate.
But I'm saying, what if they're going based off how serious your relationship was with that person? If it wasn't serious, it's kind of like...
I mean, serious for them, they might not know anything about the relationship.
Okay.
So it's sort of perceived. So it's kind of like why you should check. Be like, you're not fucking with her anymore. But like, if you do it under my nose, like
I said. And I think most guys are cool about that if you check.
I think they'll at least have had to say it, even if they're not and they're crying inside.
They'll act like they would. They're
have
cool.
To, but I think they're not. I don't think anyone feels like, in my mind, I don't want any of my exes ever to fuck anyone that I'm friends with.
That you're friends with.
I don't want to hear about it. Like,
I'm territorial in that way because I feel like all of my exes are my property.
Right.
To this day. And if any of my friends fuck with my exes to this day, even though I'll never fuck with them again, I will still want to beat their ass. Because I'm like, now I'm thinking you wanted them while I was with them, bitch. Right. Like, I'm looking at it totally different, which is crazy because those rules don't apply to me.
Right.
You know, you see how I did that?
Yeah, I do. And I judge the girl like, oh, you're like,
I've had shit him? Talk to
like,
me.
I judge like, the girl like
so
you.
So much shit
like,
talk to
I,
me.
But I judge the girl like, yeah. you fucked with him? Oh, like,
yeah,
that's crazy. He's.
So remember a few weeks back when I said I ain't never did nothing out of spite?
Yeah.
That might have been something I've done out of spite.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah. Like as a 20-something year
I
old.
I feel like guys do that in high school. That's kind of like. It's not out of spite, but it's out of like, I can do it. It becomes like a little bit of a dig. Like, I can get his bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like,
it's a challenge. It's a personal challenge for men.
Yep. And it's some
very
people,
caveman-like.
And men will be like, I could do it without money. Or
I could pull your bitch while you're with her. Yeah. Like, some people even take it to that level. And it's like, damn.
My thing is like, that's only a testament on the bitch you picked.
It is, because if somebody tries to get at me while I'm with you, like, that lets me know that you're telling him I ain't shit. You don't care about me at all.
I'm always surprised when that happens, though, because I kind of go in with a certain amount of, like, trust and expect you to think that, like, I'm great, which is sort of ridiculous anyway.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot of male ego on both sides. And it's a good way to get people back.
Yeah.
If you really feel like you need to
hit them where it hurts.
Hit them.
Yeah, it's a good way to hit sometimes.
And men are tough because men will ball and be sad on their own.
Some will play it off and act like, you know, but be
dying.
crying, dying inside. Yeah, I know. I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
I'll save some for future episodes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, if you're not on Patreon, get over there. We got a bunch of guest episodes going up. The chat is always jumping, lives, all the good stuff. Thank you, everyone, that has, I don't know, contributed to our community. And people are really kind to each other, and I really love it. And just the support that everyone has been, you know, if you're having a bad day and you pop up in the chat, there's going to be hella people there to hold you up. And I really love that.
Yep. It's a positive place.
Yes, I've seen some examples of that earlier, and I was just like, love it here. So yeah, please send me a review. I haven't had a new review since May. So please, if you love me, leave me a review and tell me you did it, and maybe I'll send you a surprise.
Five stars,
positive review, and I'll send you a surprise. Okay, bye. We'll be right back.